Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. He who likes to live dangerously. The Small Business Advocate. And my website is www.jbsba.com, and I'm excited about and a little bit cautious about having Beverly Williams on the show with us today, ladies and gentlemen. She's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, which you've heard me speak of many times and recommend to you, along with the other co-author, Don Cooper, who's also a member of our Brain Trust. Beverly is the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, which the SBA chose her for that honor, and she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, good morning. Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's good to have you back. Beverly, I think you may have heard me say this, but today is, and look, I don't come up with these. I just read them, okay? So don't kill the messenger. Today is National She's Funny That Way Day. Mm-hmm. Now, it says here we're supposed to pay tribute to the humorous nature of women by listing the top five ways in which women in our lives make us laugh. What do you think?
I think you do live dangerously.
Well, do you take this in a sarcastic way, Beverly? Do you think this is some sarcasm?
At least a tinge, yes. At least a tinge, having known you for many years.
Oh, no, Beverly. Now, you know I didn't come up with this. Somebody else came up with this, right?
Yes, but,
well, let's think
but
of the,
you
let's
chose
think of,
to say it on the air.
Let's think of the really cute ways that you make your husband laugh. All the little cute ways that you think. Okay, like how about having lots of hair dryer cords and things laying all over the kitchen, all over the bathroom? Does that make him laugh?
No, and I don't.
Oh, you don't do that? Okay, good. Well, I guess we'll have to move on. What else could we do? Don't you think this would be a fun thing for all couples to contemplate today?
Yes, I do.
And the divorce rate would go straight. The divorce rate would go straight through the roof, wouldn't it?
No, I think that laughter with your spouse is one of the greatest healers of any bridges that might be burning in your relationship. I actually do think that laughter is wonderful, and if I can do things that make my husband laugh, I think that's great. It's best for his health. He'll live longer. There was a study not too long ago I heard on television that about laughter increasing the length of your life, that it helps release tension and so forth when you laugh. And I think you know, and we've talked on the air briefly once or twice about the fact that we have a puppy who's not quite a year old now. That puppy has caused us to laugh. So I'm probably do things like get down on the floor and wrestle with a dog that makes my husband laugh and say it's funny that way. But, you know, he's... laughter is wonderful.
If you're home-based, you've got to really learn how to laugh about things that might otherwise be annoying, right? Because, for example, you probably had to say to your husband, you know, when I'm working here in my office, you do this one little thing that's ordinarily would be so cute, but when I'm working, it's not so much. Do you ever say things like that, Beverly?
I don't think I've said it quite that way, but
but isn't that
the way? I
probably
should have said it quite that way.
but there are things that go on in a home-based business that your first reaction would be to sort of snap or to sort of be a little abrupt about it, and you got to figure out a way to handle it with humor so that and I think maybe that would be a good way for it to sink in a little bit more effectively. What do you think?
I think that's a wonderful way to look at it. And yes, there certainly is a need for humor when you're working in your home office, in your home-based business, and trying to integrate your family and your business in the same room. Very definitely, humor will help relieve some of that tension.
Right. Yep. Beverly, another thing I know that you want to talk about today is a little bit of spring cleaning in our mm-hmm. home-based businesses. Mm-hmm. Any particular thing that you want to talk about for spring cleaning?
Well, I was thinking about client lists. And I don't know about you, but I know that I have client lists that go back quite a ways. And some of those people I'm not always real good about keeping in touch with as much as I should. And so I'm thinking it probably is a good idea now that spring is here and a time to renew and refresh things, to go through my client list and take a look at who I have not talked to lately and maybe dust off their file jacket and say it's time to renew that acquaintance or to get rid of it, one or the other. Say goodbye to that client if need be and clean out the client list a little bit.
Well, I know sometimes we have a tendency to look at our customer list or client list as a whole, and if it's fairly significant, it makes us feel a little bit successful to look at that list.
Well,
but if we haven't, as you say, spring cleaned it lately, then we might not realize, we might not know, might not be able to appreciate the fact that maybe only 1/4 of that mm-hmm. list that you're feeling so successful about is actually productive.
Right.
So if you either get rid of some or move them into the dormant file, those that you contact and you find out that they're still not really viable right now, mm-hmm. then you sort of say to yourself, well, you know what? Looks like I've got some work to do.
Right. There's been many a time when I have run into a prior customer or someone I had done some work with in the past and hadn't talked to for a while, and just running into them and starting a conversation, we realized that there was something else I could do for them. And if I had been more diligent about keeping in touch with them, we might have realized that sooner. Fortunately, I ran into them, and we were able to come together and do something together. But spring cleaning my client list might bring me some more business right now. But I'm also looking at my files and saying, I don't have any more room. Mm-hmm. And I need to do something with some of this stuff that I have collected. The client list is very valuable. It is so much easier to keep a current customer than it is to bring in a new customer. It's less expensive, less time-consuming. So if I can go through my client files and say, gee, I haven't talked to Joe Blow here for a while, and send him a little letter or sit down and make a phone call. Who knows what might come of it?
You know, one of the most one of the unfortunate things is if you're home based and a pack rat.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about a little bit about that kind of spring cleaning as well when we come back right after these messages with our good friend Beverly Williams. She's the co-author of the outstanding home based business book, The 30-Second Commute. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Williams. Beverly, give us your website, please.
BeverlyWilliams.com.
All right, BeverlyWilliams.com, and they can find out more about your book, The 30-Second Commute, can't they?
They certainly can. There's quite a bit of information about the book and ways to purchase it. It's available at all major bookstores and online bookstores as well.
All right. Beverly, we're talking about spring cleaning for our home-based businesses. And you wanted, at first we're talking about spring cleaning your client list, and it's a good idea because what will happen, Beverly, and people, if you haven't been in the marketplace for very long, you this will be hard to believe, but you'll actually forget about people, won't you?
Mm-hmm,
you'll forget about people that when you do the spring cleaning and you see their name, you're going to say, I can't believe I haven't already called these people back.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes. And you will be surprised at how much the client will appreciate a call. Even if there's really nothing you can do right then, it will help keep you in front of their mind so that the next time there is an opportunity to talk to you about a project, they will remember you rather than someone else.
Well, and you don't have to, it doesn't have to be, if you haven't talked to them in a while, and you're feeling a little bit reluctant to call them and, you know, maybe make a sales pitch. just call and check on them. Hey, I just call and check on you, see how you guys are doing.
I just had this brilliant idea in my head, too. I could visualize a postcard that says, I've been spring cleaning, and I found your name, and I wanted to say hello. You know, some silly little thing that doesn't even have to be a sales pitch, per se, could just be, I wanted to get in touch. You know, wanted to say hi, wanted to touch base with you, whatever comes to your mind. But there's lots of ways that you could have contact with that customer without it being, what can I do for you? Do you have any work for me? You don't want to sound like you're anxious for work by any means, but just being in touch, just touching base.
Well, and the thing is this really then could convert into another form of activity, which could be like a quarterly tickler file that you pull out once a quarter, and anybody that you haven't heard from that you call them back and check on them again.
Well,
Beverly, one of the things that people have to remember is it's not our customer's job to keep us on their mind.
No.
It's our job.
That's right. Exactly right.
You think a lot of people miss that? I think people get the idea. It's called the Field of Dreams myth. That's what I call it. You know, if I build it, they will come. And if they don't come, there must be something wrong with them.
Right. Exactly. No, it is our job to keep our name in front of our customer, and sending them a brochure or giving them a business card does not stop. It doesn't continue the process. It stops it right there. You need to continue letting your customer know that you're still alive and well and hoping to be able to help them with whatever problem they may have. Remember, too, that the marketing that you do, whether it's a spring cleaning postcard and still looking to help you out, is you have to address the what's in it for them. It's really important. They couldn't care less that you're really doing spring cleaning. But what's in it for them? So if you can address that issue, you will be able to keep your name in the forefront of your customer's mind, and that's really important. You mentioned earlier about the physical.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because you know, I'm a pack rat, and I'm an unabashed, self-proclaimed, admitted pack rat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's not good when you're home-based, which I'm not anymore. But I used to be a long time ago, and I remember that it wasn't a good thing. And of course, I have a traditional downtown office, but this is not even good in a larger space that I have.
No, it really isn't. If you have not had need for those files for a while, if you have other copies of it, if you have it on backup files on your computer, and you have hard copies in a file drawer, what can you get rid of? You really don't need to keep multiple copies of things. It's sometimes hard to decide what's important and what's not. My husband is a pack rat also, and I have many
times... That's the reason I love John so much.
I know. Yes. You guys are
kindred
in the pod.
We're kindred spirits, that's right.
Yes. But there's been many a time when I have enticed him into throwing something out, whether it was some client information or some piece of hardware around the house.
How about his favorite shirt? That's another topic, isn't it?
Yeah, we won't go there. But he usually comes back at me in 3 to 6 months and says, you know that thing you made me throw out?
I need it.
I need it now.
Right.
So, you know, you're right. It is difficult sometimes to decide what you really need and what you don't.
Beverly, we found something recently that's helped us with paperwork is once I agree to turn loose of something, about once a year or so, we pull all of it together, the paperwork together, and there are people who will come by and shred that stuff for you.
Ah.
There are a lot of these little franchises around.
Right.
Where they do the shredding for you right there on the spot. They have a truck. They take it out to their truck and they shred all that.
I have one in my own office.
I know, but this does like huge jobs.
Okay.
Helps you with the spring cleaning. Hey, Beverly, thanks for being here. Give us the website one more time.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
Thanks, Beverly.
Thank you.
Keep making us laugh.
I'll try.
See you next time. Quick break. Right back with Gary Moore after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Hey, hey. I belong.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.